This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Friday, April 19th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Today marks the final day of a three-day strike by graduate workers at Indiana University in Bloomington who are seeking union recognition, an increase in wages and benefits, and improved working conditions. The coalition says the university has not responded to a letter sent to IU President Pamela Whitten in January demanding the university pay graduate workers a living wage and also included a list of 1,300 members who have signed union cards. Specifically, the group is asking IU to meet the living wage minimum based on the MIT Living Wage Calculator for Bloomington, which amounts to nearly $28,000 for 10-month student academic appointees, or SAAs, and more than $33,500 for 12-month SAAs. Coalition members told the Herald Times in Bloomington they want to form a union in order to ensure their wages keep up with cost of living expenses. Classic Custom Carts, a golf cart company headquartered in Daviess County, is growing its footprint. The company announced this week the opening of a new facility and the addition of a small number of jobs in Salisbury, North Carolina, though financial details are not being disclosed. A spokesperson for the company said it has invested a significant amount of time and energy to get the new facility up and running, including making updates and renovations to the facility. A concert goer who attended last May's Snake Pit event during the Indianapolis 500 weekend is suing the Indianapolis Motor Speedway after allegedly being hit in the head by a glass bottle during the festivities. The lawsuit was filed Monday on behalf of Taylor A. Brown in Marion Superior Court, who alleges they were hit in the head by the glass bottle thrown by an unknown person. The lawsuit says Brown suffered pain, scarring, and disfigurement. Brown is seeking compensation from IMS to cover medical expenses, lost wages, and other special expenses, as well as future medical expenses and court costs. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Join us for a day focused on Southeast Indiana's growth. Connect with fellow leaders and walk away with bold new thinking to help your region thrive. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Purdue University on Thursday announced it is once again extending its admission and housing deadlines in response to continued delays regarding the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA. Students admitted to Purdue will now have until June 1st to accept their offers from the university. The issue stems from problems related to the newly updated FAFSA form, which was released 3 months later than usual and has been rife with glitches. Bill Wozniak from Carmel-based InvestEd says the disruption is frustrating for everyone involved.
Any glitch, any hurdle, any speed bump that occurs makes us nervous because we don't want families, especially the families that need the help most, we don't want them to get frustrated and walk away. And things like these FAFSA issues are definitely a speed bump. And they are definitely something that is causing frustration. So we will have to see when all is said and done, how it all shakes out. But we do not like when there are things that can disrupt the process because it just makes it more difficult. And we don't want to see that.
However, the university said it does plan to start sending award notifications at the end of April to some students for whom it has the correct information. The city of Carmel plans to seek outside funding for a proposed development at the southern end of the former Monon Square shopping center site. Plans call for the project to cost an estimated $47 million and feature a food hall, community gathering space, 45,000 square feet of office space, a 190-unit apartment building, and a 602-space public parking garage. To cover the cost of Monon Square South, the city will seek $10 million in Regional Economic Acceleration and Development Initiative grant funding, a $7 million Hamilton County Tourism Grant, an $8 million construction loan, and $22 million in tax increment financing bond proceeds. Construction on the project could begin in late 2025 or early 2026. Fairbanks Foundation CEO Claire Fidian Green is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.